Post-traumatic stress is a very real disorder. I saw my friends come back from Vietnam, and they were wrecked. Not every soldier comes back unable to function. But if you have any kind of compassion for other human beings and you see the kind of carnage that you see in war, you are going to come back scarred. You may not be a bad person. You may not turn into an alcoholic or a drug addict. You may be able to hold a job. You may be just fine. But you, still, that is inside your head. My daughter, she wakes up screaming sometimes. Any loud noise still makes her hit the deck. And she's been back for 4 years. So these things are very real, and soldiers really need help for them. I have 3 close friends whose sons have committed suicide since they returned. And they didn't get the help that they needed. So this is a fine line. You have to be aware of what these troops have been through, but you can't stigmatize them. I don't know exactly where that line is, but they need our help. They don't need us to wave flags and yellow ribbons at them. They don't need us to glorify the things that they've seen and done. What they need us to do is give them opportunities, care, compassion, and love and acceptance. We must understand that no matter what they did over there, we sent them to do it. They were soldiers. They were doing what they said they were going to do, and they were following orders. We're the people who were pulling the lever in the voting booth. So now all of those returning troops are our responsibility. We have to do the very best that we can for them. My daughter has fought the Veterans Administration for almost 5 years now just to get care. She lives in constant pain. There are no tendons and ligaments holding her bones together anymore, and the bones just rub together every time she makes a movement. The doctors have recommended that she have an amputation and a nice prosthesis, so maybe once again we might be able to go hike or go up on a mountain again together, do some of those things where she could live a pain-free life again. We have struggled and struggled for almost 5 years. Every time that I go to a congressman's office or the governor's office, they pay attention to her for a little while, and then she falls between the cracks again. They're supposed to fit her for new orthotics and a new brace every 6 months because the leg degenerates so rapidly. She has been sewing the same brace together by hand for 2 years now. She is just one of over 400,000 veterans who are in the system right now, and the VA system is so overburdened, and people who don't have somebody to fight for them, they have nothing. They just get pretty much shunted out there into the cold. You cannot imagine how many people are not getting the care that they deserve. So it's up to the people out there to make sure that the vets are treated with compassion, that they're taken care of. Every single one of you has a voice. I have spoken with many congresspeople. They tell me when they get a handwritten letter or a phone call from a constituent, it's a big thing to them. You have far more power than you can ever imagine. Not only that, we must take care of the people of Iraq and Afghanistan who we have devastated. We can't put it back together again. We broke it. But that doesn't mean that we have to abandon those people. So we've got to push. We have to push to take care of people, both American troops and the Iraqi people and the people of Afghanistan as well.